Lana Bowler and Matt Eisenhower are on the Ketchikan School Board. Eisenhower is completing a three-year elected term, and Bowler is finishing up an appointed term that started in February of this year. Bridget Mattson and Sonia Scan are new to the local political scene, as is Rachel Breithaupt, who also is on the ballot for one of the three-year school board seats. Breithaupt was just appointed to a one-year vacant seat on the board, but still can be elected to the three-year seat. Whoever is elected will immediately have to get up to speed on teacher contract negotiations. Those have been ongoing for more than a year. Teachers are working on a contract that expired in spring of 2017. Bowler says it's been a challenging process for everyone. While negotiations had stalled earlier this year, she says there's been recent progress.
I'm fully supportive of continuing to meet as often as we can and have those conversations until we can reach an agreement. I'm hopeful. I think that we will get all of the little pieces together to make the whole pie and get a new contract. Absolutely. And we will need the time to heal from this lengthy process. There's no doubt about it.
Both sides had declared an impasse and scheduled an arbitration hearing. They now have agreed to additional talks on October 3rd and to try mediation again. They'll meet with a mediator on November 27th. Scan says she believes too much is happening behind closed doors. As a result, she says, the public feels left out of the negotiations process and unheard. Scan suggests providing more public information when possible.
I know that there's contractual things and there's things that are private, but I think there are things that need to be brought out because it's really not fair to the public to hear two very different sides and not know wherein lies the truth.
Mattson says she looks forward to participating in teacher contract negotiations and would work to de-escalate the strong emotions that have built up as the process has continued. She says it would be helpful to have a board member present during negotiations. In response to a question from a listener, Mattson half-jokingly suggested an out-of-the-box solution to finding common ground.
My true out-of-the-box idea is a lock-in. You stay in the room until it's done. Negotiate, and finish.
More seriously, she says the board should be willing to meet and talk as often as needed to reach an agreement. Eisenhower says everyone involved in the process wants the best outcome possible for students of the Ketchikan School District. He says with new leadership on the board, they should be able to resolve remaining contract disagreements. Eisenhower says one positive outcome of the contentious negotiations is the public is much more aware of how the school district works.
Two or three years ago, I used to complain that nobody cares, nobody shows up to our meetings, and now virtually every meeting it's packed, and a meeting is short if it runs 3.5 hours. So in that way, the process has been great. Another thing is that I think people understand how our school district is paid for.
Eisenhower says what's needed is some kind of funding certainty so the school board knows how much money it'll have to spend on things like teacher salaries. All the candidates agreed that if the public supports more funding for education, voters need to choose Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly candidates who share that value. The local election is Tuesday, October 2nd. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.